Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Yeah.
Partying.
Oh, yeah. The sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day, Steve. Now, let's get to our contestants. It's three of them. It is Connor, what? Miles, and Sloan from Maple Valley. Are you all there?
Oh, yeah.
So, who is that? Who said, oh, yeah?
Miles.
Miles, how old are you?
I am 9.
Okay. Is there an adult that's a part of this crew? Is it all just three kids?
I brought in reinforcements. I'm here.
All right. And so are you Connor?
I'm dad. I got Miles, my nephew's 9, my son Connor, who's 8, my niece Sloan, who's 5.
Whoa.
They're taking you down, Steve.
A family affair.
You beat me last time, so I had to bring in reinforcements.
Oh, nice. You brought in the heaters.
This time we're going to beat Steve.
We'll see about that, buddy.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing along at home, Connor, Miles, and Sloan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. And Dad. They can pass all they want, but they'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
What car manufacturer makes the Civic?
Honda.
Correct. On which continent was the first blue-green algae found?
Africa.
Yes. Which type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Pineapple.
Correct. In what decade were the last Olympic gold medals made entirely of gold?
The 70s.
No.
80s.
No.
60s.
No. Frostbite Falls is the fictional hometown of what famous cartoon characters?
Frostbite Falls?
Yeah.
Gravity Falls.
No.
Pass.
What sport does the world's highest paid athlete play?
Baseball.
No.
Basketball.
No.
Football.
No. In the 60s, who formed and fronted the Mothers of Invention?
Marie Curie.
No.
Pass.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is part of which book series?
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Correct. Lucy Lawless is best known for playing what role on TV?
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yes. Nice work there, Dad and kids and nephew. You guys got 5 correct.
All right.
Split right down the middle. Steve is, you know, it's a Friday. He might be already checked out for the weekend. You never know. In he walks.
Yeah.
But the question remains, are you ready, Steve?
Yes!
What car manufacturer makes the Civic?
The Honda.
Yes. On which continent was the first blue-green algae found?
North America.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Africa.
Yes. Which type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Oh, pineapple.
Yes. In which decade were the last Olympic gold medals made entirely of gold?
60s?
No.
50s?
No.
70s?
No. Frostbite Falls is the fictional hometown of which famous cartoon characters?
I don't know. The Grinch?
No.
Frostbite. Frosty the Snowman?
No.
Tom and Jerry?
No. What sport does the world's highest paid athlete play?
Football.
No.
Soccer.
Yes. In the 60s, who formed and fronted the Mothers of Invention?
Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
Is that, what's his name? The weird music. Frank Zappa.
Yes. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is part of what book series?
Harry Potter.
No.
I don't know. The Bible.
No. Steve, you got five correct.
Did I lose the kids?
No, but you tied them.
Oh,
5-5. Good job, kids. Yeah.
Hey, Taryn.
Yeah.
They have something to say real quick.
Go Huskies!
Boo!
Hey, I love these kids.
Boo these kids.
These kids rule.
Huskies! Now I have arch nemesis. Yeah, their names are Connor, Miles, and Sloan.
That is good parenting right there.
That's just your opinion, Steve. The decade in which the last Olympic gold medals were made entirely of gold was the 1910s.
Oh, wow.
Frostbite Falls is the home of Rocky and Bullwinkle. And The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is part of the Chronicles of Narnia. Dad did know that one. One that you did not get to that they did. Lucy Lawless is best known for playing what role on TV?
Oh, man. Xena the Warrior Princess?
Yes.
I would have won. Man, I wasted too much time trying to figure out that cartoon one.
You know, I feel like with all the kids that call up to play Beat Migs, we should get some kid sizes of the new I Beat Migs shirt.
Well, small will work.
You can get your very own I Beat Migs shirt with Steve's face kind of interpreted as a dogman character at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing was at one point sold out, but we have opened up a couple more foursomes, so you want to go grab those at KISW.com.
Room for more bicholas.
Oh, yes. And we're going to be broadcasting live on Monday, June 9th. Get all the details at KISW.com. The Seattle Tattoo Expo is coming back. There will be hundreds of elite tattoo artists at Seattle Center's Exhibition Hall, and the dates are August 15th through the 17th. Steve, I've never been to this before.
I haven't either. I know it's been around for a while. We got to go this year.
I'm in.
Okay.
And the tickets are on sale today beginning at 10 a.m. through SeattleTattooExpo.com. And we have someone on the phone that can give us a little more info on the magic of this event, and that is Damon Conklin from Super Genius. Good morning, Damon.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. Always great to hear from you, my friend. I hope you're doing well.
The pleasure's mine. Everything's great on my end.
So tell us about the Seattle Tattoo Expo. I know you're one of the hosts at Super Genius Tattoo, along with Hidden Hand Tattoo, are hosting this big tattoo expo, which has been going on for quite some time. How long has it been going on? And tell us a little bit about it.
You know, I could be mistaken, but I believe it's 24 years this year.
Wow.
So we are way late to the party, Steve.
You could be having kids already. You know? Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about the expo? I mean, I imagine you're walking around, you're checking out all the booths. I imagine people are getting tattoos. Give us an overall vibe. If someone's never been there, like myself and Taryn, we're like, we got to go. Give us a vibe of what it's like.
One of the cool things about the Tattoo Expo is it's kind of a deal where it's a mixed bag of nuts, right? A, it's mixed, and B, they're nuts. So it's lots of fun, lots of big personalities, lots of amazing artwork, and just something that we all agree on. We love to show up and see artwork, and days where things are hard to agree on, this is one thing we do, you know?
Yeah.
I love judging contests and seeing amazing piece of art after amazing piece of art come through.
What are some of the competitions that happen?
Well, I mean, you have your standard ones like big black and gray, small black and gray, large color, small color. There's even, I believe, either a worst tattoo competition or stupidest or something like that to honor the bad decisions we've made and, you know, get some credit that your mom never gave you, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Damon, since you brought it up, we got to put you on the spot. We're talking with Damon Conklin from Super Genius Tattoo. The Tattoo Expo is coming back, and you can get tickets starting today at 10 a.m. through SeattleTattooExpo.com. First ones that pop into mind, which have been some good examples that you could give us of bad tattoos that you've seen over the years?
There's always the tried and true story of the guy who comes in a little bit after closing and wants to get Waldo on his taint. And you think this guy's not coming back. You throw him a ridiculous quote, and he does. He comes back.
Oh.
And then not only does he come back and get this tattooed, he came back 15 to 18 years later to say, hi, I'm okay.
Here.
My wife thinks I'm an idiot, but I'm still doing good, and thanks for the Waldo.
Wow.
I thought he came back for a touch-up. I'm like, good. Dude, that's a one and done.
So,
Damon,
are people able to come and get tattoos there? I mean, what percentage of tattoo artists that are there are actually doing work while they're there, like actual tattooing work?
Pretty close to 100%. I mean, everybody that's got a booth is ready to work. It's essentially, aside from all of the pandemonium and music and dancing and all the other stuff, it is a functioning tattoo shop at the heart of it that just happens to have artists from all over the world. So you can collect pieces from someone who has a crazy style, who's in town from France or Texas or wherever they're from, where, you know, it might be hard to travel just to go see them.
Sure.
I'm looking at the schedule, Terry. If we're going, we got to go on Saturday because that's the day that they're doing the worst tattoo competition at 5 p.m.
Which one of yours are you submitting,
yeah,
Steve?
Oh, wait, this stupid thing, because this is how my brain works. Of course, this probably would have made more sense to wait till after the interview to run it by it. But, you know, you hear about like these like events happen where they do like flash tattoos where you can get like these quick little tattoos. Do you think we could have like a Daily Migs booth where like people can get Daily Migs tattoos?
Let's make that happen. Let's do it.
For like a couple
you
hours.
Do that.
Like if we, I don't know. No one wants to have us do the tattoos. We'd have to have somebody that has talent. But that would be amazing if people showed up and got Daily Migs tattoos.
I will go out of my way to draw custom personal Daily Migs flash for you, man.
Oh, bro, my gosh.
I will get it done.
Absolutely.
I feel like then I have to get that tattoo as well.
I'm absolutely getting it.
How funny is that? I've been like, that's like my bucket list is like one day to get a nice tattoo from Damon. Because Damon, I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. You're truly one of my favorite artists. And I think what you do is just incredible. And I think
love everything you do. And you're on my bucket list too, brother.
Aww.
Oh, how funny would it be if it's a ridiculous Daily Migs tattoo is the one that I get the Damon tattoo and it's that.
You finally get your moment?
Yeah.
And then you can do one on me.
Yes!
Oh, it's going to be.
This is going to be the greatest Seattle Tattoo Expo ever.
If we're doing that, we have to. Mine
that's
has to,
right.
I have to do mine on you before 5 p.m. on Saturday. That way you could win the worst tattoo contest.
Man, two for one, baby.
Let's go. Oh. Dude, if you're up for this, we are 100% down to show up. And like, I don't know how long something like that you'd want to do it for, but we'd come hang out at a table. And if people wanted to show up and get Daily Migs tattoos,
oh,
dude, we'll hype the living F out of that.
Oh, I'm absolutely 1,000% into it.
Oh,
this is the best day of my life. Yeah. Until I get my Daily Migs tattoo, and then that'll be the new best day of my life.
And I think it's even cooler.
That's right.
It wouldn't be our logo. It'd be a Damon Conklin design. Like, that's freaking badass.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I'll have a lot of time on my hands for the next month. I'll be touring around Europe and doodling and seeing some rock shows. And so I'll have a good chance to really get some inspiration.
That's have fun in Europe. That's awesome.
Amazing.
Oh, you want to hear a good one?
Yes.
I'm going to see Manowar play at an ancient convent in Estonia on the Baltic on Friday the 13th.
What?
Bro.
That's going to be legendary.
I mean, does it get more metal than that?
Oh,
I don't know how.
God.
I don't know.
If you get struck by lightning, maybe? I don't know.
right. And Thor comes down and drinks with me that day.
Yeah. Well, you got to give us a full recap of that as well.
100%.
Awesome, Damon. Always great hearing from you. And if people want more information, again, SeattleTattooExpo.com. Get your tickets today.
That's right. Hell yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, the Seattle Kraken, we finally have a new head coach. Migs, some people are fired up about this hire, but there are a lot of people that are not so fired up.
Yeah, that's very true.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The waiting is over, Steve Miggs. The Seattle Kraken have appointed a new head coach.
And smart on them to do it while in the middle of the Stanley Cup. Well, the finals are about to start, so more attention's on that than a questionable coaching decision.
Oh, definitely. This is King 5 breaking the news to us.
And now to breaking news. The Kraken have selected their new head coach. Lane Lambert will be replacing the former head coach, Dan Bylsma. And Paul is here with all the news. Break the breaker.
Well,
what's up?
You know, I got to tell you, Lane Lambert's one of those guys who kind of vaulted to the top of their list because a lot of the head coaching candidates for the Kraken were taking other jobs. And it's a whole other story there. But Lane Lambert.
I think like they went to the top of the list because nobody else wanted the job, Paul.
That was it.
That was the nicest way for him to say that.
Spent the last year as the associate head coach in Toronto. We all know the Maple Leafs had a strong season this year. I think it's a quality choice. They wanted a guy with experience, and they definitely got that in Lane Lambert.
I hope he's right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have a lot to work with as the actual head coach. He's only been a head coach for a season or so. So we'll see.
I mean, Paul Sylvie sounds enthusiastic. But there's a lot of people that aren't.
No.
So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments and a lot of Kraken fans very puzzled by this decision. I'd like to say some are excited, but didn't really see a ton of people very excited. But some people are like, okay, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured who better to read it since people are angry than the angriest man that's no longer with us, but once was the angriest man alive, and that's Gilbert Gottfried.
Of course.
So we have angry Gilbert, robot Gilbert Gottfried, reading the comments from Kraken fans. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know the old saying, beggars can't be choosers. Seattle Kraken are a team, so of course they're going to get a coach.
I don't think we're a poop team. I think there's been some interesting decisions when it's come to coaching.
Sure.
But I mean, I think there's a strong future for this team. It's just, man, we got to find that right guy to run it, and or maybe the right general manager and the right management to make sure we have the right coach.
There are layers here.
Quite a few.
At this point, why don't we just hire Dan Wilson as the new coach? Have him coach both the Mariners and the Kraken. Can't be much worse for f***'s sake.
Well, I mean, if you watched yesterday's game, that might be a questionable decision. Actually, Dan Wilson does have connections to hockey. He plays hockey. Or I don't know if he still does, but there was a time where he was like sometimes showing up to like those T-Bird celebrity games.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, and his kids play hockey as well. So, I mean, he knows the sport.
Give him a shot.
I mean, it can't get much worse.
Dean Lambert sounds less like a head coach and more like a dude who sells boat insurance on Lake Washington.
Well, maybe he does both.
I mean, yeah, you might need the extra cash.
He's got the cool hair, though. I got to give him that.
He does.
Slick black.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 60 years old. Looks younger for that. Looks young for his age.
For sure.
I think he's just fermenting it, but that's okay.
Oh, calling him out.
What?
As a bald man? Come on.
Ouch.
Blaine Lambert, isn't he the guy the Islanders ghosted after one season?
Yes.
That's not good.
They went to, I think they went to the playoffs with him when he coached. But then the next season, I guess they started off so red rotten that they're just like, yeah, we got to pull the plug. This is not working.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about the season.
You sound like it.
Leafs fan here. He was awesome this year for us. Great defensive mind. Super passionate. Sucks losing him.
Okay, well, there's one person who seems to be excited for the Kraken.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to coach the team after they fire him after another disappointing season?
I know that person's cracking jokes, but man, three coaches in three seasons.
That's not a good look.
No. I mean, you got to give a coach some time to be able to develop these players into like whatever they're trying to, you know, put forth as the overall identity of a team.
We need stability.
Got one more comment from Robot Gilbert Gottfried about the Seattle Kraken hiring a new coach. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Does the hire come with Austin Matthews and Mitchell Marner? If so, I'm cool with this.
Yeah, I would be too. Mitch Marner, though, is a potential. I don't know if he's going to come here, but I mean, if that's part of the reason why they thought this would be the right guy to have, maybe there's a good relationship with those guys. Just like Gilbert, I'm cool with it then.
Let's go Kraken.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
A woman claims her ex gave her a 7-year infection, and it's all because of his flatulence. Was she dating you, Steve? We're going to tell you what's trending after Green Day. We know that you are waking up and moving through the morning and you're excited for the weekend and you're trying to figure out what in the world is happening out there in pop culture. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There is a woman who claims her ex gave her a 7-year sinus infection because he farted near her face.
Oh.
Steve, you want to fess up to the crime? You're going to hear from her in just a minute. But first, let's go to Ozzy Osbourne. He is totally committed, he's
saying. Speaking of farting in people's faces, sure he has.
I bet he has.
Yes.
He is totally committed to this final performance on July 5th. He's going to give 120%, he says. He's been working to rebuild his stamina with this trainer that he's been doing stuff with, and they are monitoring all sorts of things with his health. They're tracking his heart rate, making sure his blood pressure is looking good. So he's physically able to do it sounds like.
Do you think it's a little bit got into it, like an ego got into it a little bit, like where you start reading all these articles about everyone's like, oh, this could be his curtain call, like not just in music, but also just in life.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what, I need to prove to people that I could still do this, maybe not the level that he did, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but he's like, this isn't going to just be some old crippled old man up on stage, barely able to stand. Like, I wonder if that kind of like lit a fire under his ass.
I mean, I think it's fantastic that he's working with, you know, a trainer in general, whether he was doing this or not, because it sounds like his body probably really needed it. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So maybe it's a silver lining in that sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a lady on TikTok that's going viral because she claims, and I question this, but let's listen to her. She claims that her ex-boyfriend one time passed gas right next to her face and gave her a sinus infection that has lasted 7 years. Her name is Christine. I think this is insane, but here she is telling her side of the story.
We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I got my sinus infection cultured today, and it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop.
Okay. How close were you to his face?
Oh, my God.
Or to his butt?
I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
I mean, how did you let it last for 7 years? Like, have you gone to an ear, nose, and throat doctor and let them put the little camera down your nose and figured this out? I think it'd be way more likely that she could have pink eye for 7 years than a sinus infection.
So, of course, you know, neither one of us, shockingly, we're not doctors. We aren't able to get a hold of a doctor this quickly to be able to find out if this is even something that we could do. So I went to the next best thing, and that is ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
I figured, let artificial intelligence let us know. And I asked the very simple question and just said, is it possible to get a sinus infection if someone farts in your face? Now, these robots must think I'm so strange because some of the questions I ask are so ridiculous.
Some of them aren't even safe for the air.
You're absolutely right. So the robots say it's highly unlikely. Basically, no. You're not going to get a sinus infection just from someone farting in your face. And then it explains why, because it's just something that, you know, farts are full of bacteria from the digestive tract, but that doesn't mean it's going to infect you with your sinuses. And then it also just said, too long, don't read. You're safe. Grossed out, yes. Sinus infection, no. Even if you get a face full of fart, it's more likely you'll suffer from temporary disgust or eye-watering regret than an actual infection.
Temporary disgust.
So at least we got to the bottom of that.
Yes, thank you, robots.
Poor choice of words.
Eddie Murphy has revealed that his son, Eric, recently married Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine. They had been dating for over 3 years. They had a beautiful private ceremony, and he shared this news on the Jennifer Hudson Show.
Are you going to sing at your son's? Wait, it's your daughter's wedding, right?
My son and he actually, they got married like 2 weeks ago. They went off. Did everybody they? Was making the big wedding plans, and then they decided they wanted to do something quiet with just the two of them. And then they got married, and now Martin don't got to
pay for a big wedding. Y'all are now. You and Martin are in-laws.
Yeah, we're in-laws. He don't have to pay for the big wedding now.
Uh-oh. Did you sing for the wedding, Eddie?
No, I didn't. They didn't have a wedding.
Oh, no?
No, they went off and they got married at the church.
So you didn't go?
They just had the two of them and the preacher. They had a little quiet, look at it, a little quiet little thing.
I feel like this is the making of a movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Like a buddy movie.
Like somehow you got to take this premise and obviously make it more ridiculous, but I feel like that is like the writing is on the wall.
I mean, it's the joining of two iconic families, you know? This is great news.
Oh, man, in the world of music, so you might know him from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You play with him for a minute. His name is Josh Klinghoffer. Pearl Jam fans know him as well because he's basically like the Swiss Army knife of Pearl Jam right now. He plays multiple instruments, does backing vocals. He's just kind of a jack of all trades. But he had an awful situation that happened where he was being dumb and distracted behind the wheel, and he hit somebody and killed them. Mm-hmm. So he's been, you know, facing charges, some serious charges. Now he's been sentenced. 1 year probation, 60 days of community labor after he pled no contest to this misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter that happened back in 2024. The next hearing is going to be set for July 1st because the family is going to continue to pursue a civil case.
I mean, if you're the family...
I don't blame them.
I would be doing the same thing.
And I saw like the footage and like he's like just head right into the...
It's awful.
You know, just staring at his phone. I know he didn't mean to do this. And that's something that a lot of us have been stupid about when you get distracted while driving. But this is what, this is an awful story.
It's the worst thing that could possibly come out of being a distracted driver.
The Daily Mix Show.
We need someone to call up that would like to beat Steve, whose record is 178 wins, 58 losses, and 41 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Beat Migs at 850.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.